meeting of the Exposition Metro Line Construction Authority. Today is September 5th, and Happy New Year to everybody, particularly those who aren't here today. Since Mayor O'Connor is not here, I will be chairing the meeting today, and in her absence, I thought it would be appropriate to change the alignment of Phase 2 to end at Venice Beach instead of Santa Monica. So if there's no objections, is that okay with everybody? We'll put that off until after Glenn has left. So, Madam Clerk. Here.
Present.
Director Westall.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Riscova.
Here.
All right. Item 3 is approval of the minutes from the meeting of August 1st. Mr. Westall moves. O'Leary seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. We'll move now to item 4, public comment. First up is Mr. Simmons, who has 3 minutes, followed by Mr. Johnson, who has 3 minutes. Johnson, you're welcome to come on down now if you'd prefer.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Governor. Good afternoon, Governor.
First of all, I'd like to, Mr. O'Leary, I'd like to congratulate you and also Ms. O'Connor for the work that you've done for your constituency in terms of making sure that the train noise is under control as you go through the residential areas. I just wish you was representing me. One of the comments that I have today, we had a car to run into one of the so-called sound walls on Cochrane. This was 30 days ago. It was a severe run-in, and the individual who was driving broke both hips, and the trains had to be stopped. Now, they've left a hole in the area, and it's in a nice, we have a decent residential area there, and they've done nothing in order to fix it. Now, this will go on for another 20 or 30 years if no one do something about it at the present time. So this is one of the things that I hope that our representative today will address that as well and make sure that someone here take that into consideration. I've never seen nothing like this happen before in other neighborhoods where a wall, well, it's not a really a wall. It is a, it's just a facade is what it amounts to. That was torn down. Trains were stopped. This was early in the morning, and this was over a month ago, and nothing has been done. Put a Emerson Andy type fix up there, just put a little screen up, and it's dangerous because some kids can go through that. So I hope that the CEO will take that into consideration. But the next item on the list that I have to speak about is that one of the things that is happening. I noticed that the trains are using different type of cars now. It's not the same car that they were using originally. Some are much louder than others, and some of them are shake more than others. I don't have a calibrated meter, but I put together a lab unit where I use a transducer and some other stuff. And just from my calculations, from my little research unit, they are exceeding ground vibrations in that case. I find this is not the old units with the black tops, but the one kind of shiny. They are much more noise in terms of a vibration. Back on the 11th of last month, you guys, they did do some rail scraping, as I call it. I don't know what to expect from that. I assume that they was trying to reduce the noise, but it did not. So these are some of the things that board would have to start looking into and hope that we can get some better information. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak. Please look at the wall because the kids are going over now and taking a look, and it's just going to be a matter of time before they get on the track to test the train. Thank you.
Thank you.
Johnson?
Yes.
I'm here today to talk a little bit about the exclusion of black contractors
on LA Metro Phase 2. And I clearly wanted to get a chance to ask the board this question in the very beginning. I'm here to try and be agendized for the next meeting so I can give you guys an overall overview of what was committed to our organization and what's not happening right now. Skanska has worked in good faith with us for a good portion of the project. I don't think it's things that can't be fixed or rendered or completed in their totality in terms of what they committed to in the beginning. But at this point, I will not be held over the barrel of what I stand up for my community and our organization. I ask that you give me a chance, give the young black contractors a chance to come in as an agendized item to really show what is transpiring on this project. And on that note, I want to thank Skanska for working with us in the beginning and giving us a chance. But even a simple white sheet of paper has two sides. And I just think they have forgotten some of the things that they committed to our organization, and we want to remind them of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nina? Oh, I'm sorry. Any questions?
Mr. Thorpe, is there anything from public comment you wanted to respond to today?
The section of the sound wall that Mr. Simmons had remarked about, we'll work with Metro. It's no longer Expo's responsibility, but we certainly have the design plans, and we will work with Metro to try to get that replaced as soon as possible. As far as Mr. Johnson, we'll show a little later on in Mr. Olson's update, but there are 9.4% African Americans working on the job as far as total labor hours, and that's included in our report, and I'll be happy to share that with you.
Thank you. Okay. We'll move on to item number 5. On the consent calendar. Everybody okay with keeping those items on the consent calendar?
Move the consent calendar.
So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Item 6 is the general board items, of which there are none. Item 7 is Phase 1 and Phase 2, September update, starting with Phase 1. We're continuing to work with our contractor to close out the outstanding change orders. Been meeting regularly with him to negotiate open potential change orders that we have merited, for those that we have not merited or are not able to come to a resolution on quantum, the dollars that as they have coming to them. We have reconstituted our DRB. We're actually going to start our first series of DRB hearings on some of the outstanding issues at the end of this month, October 1st and 2nd. So we're going to start that process. Right now we're scheduled to go about every month here. Project budget, the latest analysis forecasts a shortfall of $11.1 million for cost elements that are known or anticipated. At this point in time, we anticipate the shortfall will be offset by $39 million in additional funding that was approved by the Metro Board in June. Metro is going to their board this month to increase our LIFO project budget, so we'll have access to additional funding. So gone with the other things that we've identified within the budget shortfall, we still have other items out there, disputed change orders that we're working through, additional third-party costs and professional services costs associated with supporting the contract closeout. Ridership continues to improve each month. We're up to 26.9, so right up to the 27,000 that we projected in 2020. So ridership continues to improve and look really, really good on the line. Moving to Phase 2, some of the photos. Might have seen Venice Boulevard. The false work is across the street now, and the contractor is up on the bridge now doing the concrete pours on the bridge.
one of the next milestones that we're going to be looking at is the installation of rail, which should occur towards the end of this month, early next month. That will get started, so we'll start seeing ballast and ties and rail getting installed along the line. Contractor continues to work along the alignment. This is MSC wall at Sentinel Avenue. This is a concrete pour on the Olympic Cloverfield Bridge deck, so the bridge work continues to move along nicely. As far as the alignment design-build contract, some of the construction activities, we continue to work through utility locations along the alignment, doing a lot of vault and duct bank installation for Edison, specifically really along Colorado Avenue. Guideway construction, as I said, continues forward, bridge construction. Sound wall construction is going between I-10 and Overland. Station site work, beginning at Westwood Rancho Park at 26th and Bergamont. The parking structure at Sepulveda continues to move forward. And we're beginning road widening on Colorado between 9th and 14th. The operation of the maintenance facility, we completed the building abatement on the site. So right now we're doing the building and site demolition out there. And the contractor is working with his shop drawing submittals to get those approved so we can start forward with the manufacturing of a number of the materials needed. So, Venice Boulevard aerial structure. I had mentioned again, we completed the bridge stems and soffits, started construction of the bridge deck, and began some conduit installation for the roadway piping work. Bikeway contract, we held a kickoff meeting over the shoulder. Meetings with both the cities, got the 60%, 85% design submittals for both cities due in the next upcoming week. Community outreach, we provided a construction tour for some of the elected staff, continue to reach out to our stakeholders along the alignment, the Ocean Park Association, Neighbors Association, Santa Monica Chamber, and the Santa Monica Hotel General Managers. And we participated in community events in Culver City, 50th and Leona, and Santa Monica Farmers Market. Major issues, again, we're continuing to work with SCE. They are on the critical path, specifically those utility relocations I mentioned along Colorado Avenue. We're working to expedite that work as much as possible, trying to do what we can to have concurrent activities and also working with our contractor for workarounds to try to ensure that work doesn't impact our overall construction schedule. We're working with our Venice Boulevard bridge contractor, working to finalize the overall substantial completion date, and then we need to look at apportioning any cost responsibility. As far as the local jobs program goes, last month, had 52.1% for an overall goal of 48.3% to date. As far as local and small business, SRG with subcontractors have employed 220 small businesses, of which 159 are local. Over $92 million is committed to SBEs, and $47 million of that $92 has gone to local SBEs. And we continue to work with the SBEs to make the requirement something that they can meet. As far as the local and small business goals go, the SBE goal, 20% with a commitment of 16.6, the contract is at 7.76% to date. As far as the local goes, 7% commitment, they're actually 48%, and they're currently 4.5%. That concludes my report. Any questions?
Just a couple. You mentioned some of the community outreach stuff you've done. I'd asked a couple months ago that you also include the West LA Farmers Market in that. Do you know if that has been a site of an outreach yet?
Not that I know of, but I'll certainly follow up and get back.
Yeah, if you could also reach out to my office, I'd like to get you details on a couple big community festivals that are happening in Mar Vista, which would also be good opportunities for outreach as well.
Mr. Chair, I've just been advised that we will be participating this month. The farmers market.
Great. If you could notify me in advance, I'll be happy to show up and help spread the word in advance. Also, I'm wondering if you could expand a little bit more, Mr. Olson, on what Mr. Thorpe was saying in response to Mr. Johnson's comments earlier about the African-American contracting.
Thank you. That was my question also.
Well, as Mr. Thorpe said, I mean, at this point in time, the contractor is reporting about 9.5% African-Americans working on the project itself through the local jobs program. I don't have the information in front of me as far as American contractors, so I have to get that information from the contractor. We have to report that back next month.
If you could do that, and if you could also include in that how the numbers that are in this report are tabulated or monitored or verified. Clearly, Mr. Johnson felt there was a wide discrepancy. I don't think he's here anymore. I think he left. A wide discrepancy between the numbers reported and the numbers that he feels are true, and I think it might help us to come to some common understanding if people understand what the formula was to help us get there.
Sure. Yeah, and just to join the chair on that, it's always disturbing for board members to hear a comment from the audience that we're lying to them, and statistics are wonderful, but it'd be nice to also know how these were created, just so that we have the confidence ourselves in our numbers. So if you could, that would help me. Before the meeting, I was met by Mr. Johnson in the hallway, and he seemed to suggest that there was something creative being done, and I think it is only in our best interest to be as knowledgeable as we can about that. Thank you.
Any other directors? Questions? All right. Moving on to item number 8. Mr. Thorpe, do you have any comments?
No, not at this point.
Item number 9, board member comments. Any board member comments? Well, you guys are really putting me through my paces today. item number 10 is our closed session. Mr. Attorney, do we need to make any findings or take a vote or anything?
No, I just asked that the closed session pursuant to Government 549-56.
Then we will do so. And we'll have to come back out to formally adjourn. Yeah.